Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I hope everyone is having an amazing time as we enter into this Christmas time period. I was literally just looking at my calendar and I couldn't believe. I was like, oh my gosh, like Christmas is like a week and a half, 2 weeks away. Like that's crazy. And what the F? Like I still have a lot of shopping to do. So yeah, it's one of those interesting times where it's like not really thinking about the holidays, but they're coming. So we have to get our shit together and start to shop if you haven't already done so. Or maybe you're amazing at it and you've already got it done. So good for you if you have. But yeah, I'm not in that world right now. I'm not there. So I'm excited about this episode. I'm excited to talk about, you know, what it is. What does it really mean to create, to execute on your creations, to be in an energy in which you are not only creating, but you're also executing on those creations? And I really want to talk about one aspect of this journey of doing this, of this journey of creation that I feel like a lot of people don't hit on and they don't really talk about. What I want to mention here is it's all around understanding that for this one part, this one thing that I feel like nobody talks about, I feel like it's just simply the fact that it can take longer than you'd like for it to actualize, for it to really come into its full fruition to for what it's actually going to be. Honestly, when I see people who have found quick success, right, where they find really fast, quick success, it is kind of questioning. Like I question it a little. I'm like, okay, how stable is it? Like, did you build a solid foundation for whatever it is that you're creating? So I feel like first and foremost, when it comes to creation, when it comes to executing on those creations, it can take years to begin fully showing up on what it is that you are even trying to create, what it is that you're here to do. And what I've realized is the best thing to do is to not rush it. And the reason why is because if you try to rush it just on account of, I want to look like I'm already established, or I've already got my shit together, or my business is already where it needs to be. If you do that, what happens is you end up making crucial mistakes. So it's the same thing when it comes to the spiritual journey, right? Like if you're on a spiritual journey, or you're on a path of awakening, or you're just on a path of wanting to live a healthier, more meaningful life, whatever, if you rush it, if you feel like you want to change it all overnight, you're no longer in a state of divine flow with all that is. Now you're in a state of panic. It kind of reminds me of when people will, like, let's say they're on a health journey, right? And they start to listen to health podcasts and stuff like that. And all of a sudden they realize it. They're like, whoa, like I can't eat anything. Everything is bad. And they start to freak out about it. And they start to really, you know, feel like they can't eat anything because everything has got poisons in it and stuff like that. I recently saw a reel that was all about that. You know, it was like this realization that, like, you know, obviously the water is bad. There's fluoride in there. So, you know, you can't wash your vegetables with that. But then there's also the knowing that, like, you know, paper towel has bleach in it. So you can't dry your stuff with that. And so there's just in the it's endless. It's endless the amount of things, the microplastics and everything, you know, the way that our takeout even comes in plastic and eating with plastic and eating off of plastic and all of those things, storing our food in plastic. I mean, the list goes on. So there is this same thing happening on a holistic journey where you feel like you've realized everything that's terrible out in the world and you almost feel panicked about it, right? Like that's how I felt. This was like, for me, this happened back in like 2008, like more like 2017. I was really on a health journey right before I had my awakening. I was like really on a health journey with figuring out what poisons were in the food, high fructose corn syrup, all of that kind of stuff, totally changing my diet. And, you know, I went through a moment of kind of freaking out, kind of pausing for a moment and being like, oh my God, like everything is bad. How can I ever eat right? You know, and there's a term for it. I don't know. There's like literal medical term for people who won't eat anything because they feel like everything is poison. So it's like this feeling of when it comes to anything in our life, whether it be the spiritual journey, whether it be a holistic journey, whether it be a journey of creativity and executing on your creations in your business, whatever it is, the biggest crucial mistake you can make is rushing it. And I have learned the hard way, you guys, like seriously, I've learned the hard way trying to push it, trying to force it, trying to make it something, all to just realize like, whoa, it's like an evolution. Okay. Like my brand, okay, She's a God is an evolution. Okay. It's becoming what it's going to be. It's not there yet, but it's becoming what it's going to be. I can't force it. And when I do force it, it doesn't feel right. It feels like I'm being inauthentic and it feels like it doesn't really speak to who I actually am. And it feels like I'm off course in some kind of strange way. So that goes with everything. I feel like more than anything, we don't pause for reflection. We don't really pause for reflection to take a beat and just be like, what is this really, right? Like, I don't know. Like, this is, I don't know what this is. Like, where am I going? What am I doing? Having this moment of just reflecting on what it is that you're creating, what it is that is coming through for you to create. A lot of times, especially in spiritual business, we want to rush it. We want to be like, okay, we're there. We're like doing the dang thing. But many times you don't even realize how far you are until someone has reflected that back to you. Recently, I went to lunch with someone and they were telling me about my business and they were like, yeah, I love how you just have, you know, all of your human design classes, like, you know, listed out every month and your website speaks to your human design classes that you have going on. And, you know, your link tree, it always has all of your updated classes on there. And now you do them online and you do them in person. So you have a bigger reach. And I love that, you know, you email us and you let us know when your classes are coming up, all of these things. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't even realize I was doing all that because I'm so in it. Like, I don't see myself. And so there's that aspect of it too. It's like not only having reflection on yourself, taking the time for that reflection on yourself, but having the reflection to getting the reflection from other people, allowing other people in your life to reflect back to you what it is that you are trying to do, what it is that you're trying to create. And you know what? That takes connection. That's another big part of being successful in any area of your life, whether it be, again, your health journey, your spiritual journey, your religious journey, whether it be your business journey, whatever it is, whatever path you're on. Maybe you're recently divorced and you're going through the separation process, whatever path you're on, community, connecting with people, realizing like, oh, this person's similar to me, or they have opposite viewpoints. Let me just take the time to connect with them. That's what I realized is a huge part of everything I'm trying to create are these connections, are creating symbiotic relationships and connecting with people in community who are like-minded. It's a huge part of any evolution of your life. And it's also another big part that a lot of people don't talk about. But the main thing, like I mentioned, is this whole idea that like you have to have it all figured out right now. When you do that, okay, no matter what you're creating in your life, when you do that, you are missing key pivotal points in the creation of what it is that you are doing. Like, it literally, there's so many times where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no wonder why that didn't work out. Like, no wonder why this creation thing didn't like play out the way it did. I needed to pause and reflect. Observation is so such a boss move. Like, I hate to use that, but it's such a boss move. The one thing that I feel like is super, how you can almost test people's maturity in business is if you see them reacting immediately based off of their creation, right? Their inspiration. When they start to just put stuff out there right away, they're almost like, it's like they're ticked. What do you call that? Like tit for tat is what they call it. When you're kind of just like seeing what someone else is doing. So you try to do it right away and you're just trying to like, it's like almost this keeping up with the Joneses vibe where you're just like, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to do it. And it's like, and you're just throwing it out there on the internet. And it's like, is that the vibe though? Like, is that the vibe? Or are you trying to create something that's meaningful, that has you, you've observed it, you felt into it. You're like, yes, like this is the next thing that I'm supposed to be doing. Or are you just throwing it out there because you want to hurry up and get something out there before the next person does? Like, that's scarcity mentality. And it's also not thinking on your own. It's also not creating from your own womb space. It's like literally finding inspiration in other things and taking from that. When it's like, no, do your own thing. Like, I see that so often. And people get nothing from it. And I'm like, and they wonder why. And I'm like, because it's not your creation. You're wondering why it's not working for you, why you're not getting the downloads. It's because it wasn't yours to begin with. Okay. And you're just, and so there's so much of that that happens too. And the whole thing behind that is patience, like not wanting to take a moment to tune in and be like, what is trying to come through me right now? And then running with that and being like, this is mine and it's perfect and it's amazing. It's just the way I wanted it to be. Inspiration is key in all creation. But I'm telling you right now, when you're just trying to throw things out there because you think that's what you should be doing, or you see someone else doing it, so that must be what you should be doing, it's 9 times out of 10, in my experience, it doesn't work. It has to be my own creation. It has to be like something that's like really been percolating within my own vibe. And that really is, are the things that truly do take off. And they don't always feel good at first. They kind of feel like, oh no, like, is this something I really should do? Or is this like, it's kind of this hesitation, but it's like, you know, the difference from when it's just like a willy-nilly idea. And then you know when it's like spirit is calling, like it feels like a deeper soul calling to something. And that's how you know, you're like, oh, okay, yes, like this is the way to do it. It's not just about go, go, go. And that's, like I mentioned, that's dead. Like, that vibe does not work anymore. In my opinion, it doesn't work. It's just going to be from what feels like it's percolating and it's creating within you. So also, I've mentioned this before in past podcasts, but I feel like another thing that no one talks about when it comes to accomplishing anything in life is the cycles of nature. Like, it's so important to realize when you're in, you know, the creation process, when you're planting the seed, when you're watering that seed, when you've created a bounty of beautiful things, when it's time for that harvest where you're really harvesting everything that you've created. Like, wow, look at this bounty. Look at this, all that I've created. It feels so good. Book all of these readings because I grew my email list and people are responding to my online, you know, human design classes. And it's because I really built that from scratch, running around the city, you know, trying to do in-person classes. And from there, I built my list. Then I started doing in online and that's taking off and people are booking human design readings like crazy. And it's just like, because it comes from just an idea. Like, okay, I was talking to someone recently too about clarity. And I've said this before, but clarity, if you feel like you don't know what you're doing in your life, you don't know what direction you're going into, you need to just do something. The minute that you start doing, you will receive clarity. And I've heard this from so many business coaches, and I feel like it's not emphasized enough. Like, so many business coaches will tell you, like, you listen, if you're feeling lost in your life, it doesn't matter what area of life you're in, you need to take action. You need to start doing something in order to get the energy moving. And from that space, you find clarity on what you're meant to do next. And the thing is that it seems like it's the opposite. Like it seems like it's meant to be the other way, where you're meant to wait until you realize what you're supposed to do and then you take action. And it's like, no, actually, you just need to start getting your ass moving in something that you do that feels kind of like a gift to you. And it feels like, yeah, this is kind of one of my gifts. This is a little bit of what I do. And so isn't that interesting? And like, how can I use this, you know, in my life? And how can I start to implement it in small areas and see how that grows, right? That's literally planting the seed. And like I mentioned, it is connected to the cycles of the seasons even. And so while there is a harvest, there's also, you know, a deafening period. And that kind of looks like the winter. And it looks like the winter of your life or the winter of a relationship or the winter of, you know, a business or something like that. And that's a wonderful time actually to take a look at your business and start to clean house, start to trim the fat and be like, what the F? Like, this is the deafening period. We don't need all this extra shit. Like, I'm going to take all this extra stuff off of my website. I'm doing some, you know, house cleaning on my website, some website cleaning up, and all this extra stuff isn't needed. I'm cleaning house. And so honoring the cycles of wherever it is in you are in your life is a huge part of all of this. And it's so interesting because I was talking to someone recently about honoring these cycles, right? Not just in business, but also relationships. You know, realizing when you're in, you know, the summer solstice and it's all vibrant and juicy and, you know, amazing and like you want to run around and just have a fantastic time. And then also when you're in your wintering and it feels a little dead and it feels a little quiet and like interesting, like where can I clean house in this relationship? And when I was talking to this person about this thing, they were like, oh, that's such a waste of time. You know, you don't want to waste time. You just got to keep going. Even, you know, when it feels like things are getting dead in your business, you got to push harder and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, listen, we are in a time and space on the planet where in this day and age, even where it's so special because we are in a time and a space when we can, what I want to say is like steal someone else's 10,000 hours. And I heard that recently on a podcast and it really resonated. I was like, whoa, so true. Like we are in a time and a space where we can literally steal someone else's 10,000 hours. Okay. Like think about that. Like we can literally steal it, like, and not even steal it. They're giving it to us. A lot of times people will say things on podcast episodes or different things and we're like, whoa, like that was a total hack. Like I can use that in my life. Like I didn't even realize like there was that program or that system that does this and like, cool, this is amazing. And I'm definitely going to do that. So this is what this is saying. It's I was telling them it's not a waste of time to live in this more energetic universal flow with all that is. Why? Because we're already living in a time and a space where everything's moving so fast that we can steal someone else's 10,000 hours. We can listen to one fucking book and be like, whoa, like that just literally leapfrogged me, like literally just like, whoa, I feel so grateful that I found that book or that I found that business podcast because now I feel so much more prepared to go into this pitch meeting or whatever you're trying to do in your life. And so it's just about understanding that when it comes to business, when it comes to any part of your journey or really accomplishing anything in your life, the thing that no one tells you is the greatest magic is just honoring the cycles within the time, the cycles within the relationship. There's so many friendships that break up and they stop talking over bullshit. And it's all because, oh my God, that person didn't call me for 2 weeks. Fuck them. And I'm like, maybe they're busy. Like they don't need to talk to you every week. Like the greatest friends that I have in my life, I can go months without speaking to them at all. And all of a sudden I see them like 7 months later and we're like, hey, like what's up? And it's like no time has passed at all. And that's just because who gives a shit? Like life, relationships, it all runs in cycles. Sometimes it's quieter, just like the cycles of the seasons. And then sometimes it's more summery where it's more bouncy and you're doing more and you're going out and you're connecting. And it's like an everyday, every other day thing. But it's this energy around feeling like it needs to be consistent all of of the time. And there is some consistency needed, don't get me wrong, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to business, when it comes to health and all that, there is. But there's also this other thing happening on this greater level. And if you're feeling it, it's time to honor it. It's like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Like, it's not going anywhere. Like, it's all right. Like, it's important to just take a breath, lean in, and allow yourself to just, especially if you live in the Northern Hemisphere like me, and you're more in this energy of quieting. It's the middle, not the middle of winter, but really just the beginning of winter coming up here. For me personally, where I live in the Midwest. And so it is more of this, like, it's so dark, it's so cold, let's snuggle up, let's make a good soup. Let's, you know, it is more of that vibe, and that's okay. So it's just about the thing that nobody talks about when it comes to, really anything, when it comes to accomplishing anything. Okay. So it doesn't have to be business. It can be just having a successful relationship or having a healthier life or having a better relationship with your kids is the ebb and the flow. Okay. Honoring the cycles and knowing when it's time to just take a beat and allow it to just in the energy. And so I invite you to do that, especially during this time period between right now, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where it is a little bit more quiet, and that's okay. Like, allow yourself to just really snuggle and into the energy. And yes, we have to get shit done. I get it. But at the same time, it's about knowing that, like, the greatest magic, I swear to you, comes from honoring this small resting period that does happen. And I call it small because it's definitely small, okay? It's not like something that lasts forever. It goes a lot quicker than we really give it credit for. So I hope you all are finding this time period to be very fruitful, okay? Very juicy and very kind of like nurturing to your soul. And I hope you are allowing yourself to rest and just be with your, you know, comfy joggers and oily ass hair or like whatever you have going on, and allowing yourself just to be, because this is the time to do it. If there's any time to do it, it's now. Now, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere and you're listening to this, you're going to be on the opposite side of what I'm talking about. But understanding that the cycles is really the key to what I'm talking about here. When it comes to the evolution and the actualization of any creation in your life, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you cannot deny the cycles. You cannot deny the ebb and the flow, that beautiful silent frequency that's happening when you're in the in-between time. So really honoring it, allowing it to be, and trusting it is key. So sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.